Hello and welcome to the programme which looks at the Holy Land. I am Paul Calvert. Psalm 81 verse 1 from the New King James Bible says this: Sing aloud to God our strength, make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. I'm with Sharon Friesian, who is working with Christian Friends of Israel. Now, you were in Israel, then you returned to Canada for a few weeks, then October the 7th happened, but you came back. Why did you come back to Israel?
We were committed to come to Israel because God called us here. And it's not about what we want to do sometimes, it's about what He wants us to do in this land. So it took courage, it took boldness, but it was not difficult just to return.
Did you feel a sense of fear when you were actually coming back, like flying into Israel at this particular time? Was there a feeling of fear?
No, I didn't have any fear at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Were family and friends surprised that you came back to Israel?
Oh, yes. And I was very surprised at the ones who were surprised that we were coming back. Some of the ones that I thought would be the most supportive were the most timid for us. But yes, of course, my mother, you know, and she said, well, I'm going to pray for you and say goodbye. Well, okay, that's all right. We'll have to say goodbye someday. So
yeah,
they were surprised, but many weren't.
Since you've came back, has the ministry been different since October the 7th?
Yes, it has been different. We have had the opportunities to support the people that have been displaced from their homes. We've also had the opportunities to give more to the IDF soldiers and practical clothing, and also people with emotional support that was triggered maybe from previous trauma times here. So a lot of emotional support as well.
Has it been scary running to bomb shelters or hearing rocket sirens going off or even watching when Iran fired rockets over and seeing them in the sky? Has that been a scary time?
I don't know if it was scary as much as another experience here in Israel. Of course, you kind of take a little bit of anxiety on you, but then we just moved over to our second room, which has a bomb shelter effect for us, and I just thought of... The last time there was an attack, we were on our way to Spain, and then all of a sudden these sirens went off and the beep, beep, beep on our phone, and here we were packing and having our supper, and then the next day we fly out to Spain. And I thought, this is what Israel does all the time. They just keep going on, very resilient, and so we just keep moving.
Now, you're from Canada originally, so is life in Canada different to life here in Israel?
Life in Canada, well, yes, I would say it's a bit boring. Sorry, Canadians, but Israel is an adventure. Every day there's something new, and I believe that's also part of my personality, that I gravitate to adventure. So this is why I believe God brought us to Israel and has equipped us to be in Israel.
Now you're here in Jerusalem, and technically there could be a terrorist attack at any moment as you're on the streets in Jerusalem. How do you cope with that? Do you think about that when you're on the street?
Oh, for sure. I don't close my eyes. I'm aware that things can happen at any moment. So I'm always looking over my shoulder. I'm looking at the type of people around me. I look on the elevators to peek in to see who's there before I get on. So I am aware, and I do try to take the precautions of just being alert and being present where you are, to not be distracted by being on a phone or something else, but just be aware when you're moving around in the city, you have to move with great observation, yes.
Does that make you sound paranoid, or is that just common sense?
I think it's common sense, yes.
Do you feel that you made the right decision to come back here after October the 7th?
Yes, we made the right decision, and it's our conviction to be here. So we have peace about it, and we just keep carrying on with the next phase of the opportunities put before us.
Has the war given you opportunities that you wouldn't have normally had?
Oh, for sure. I have many people, Jewish friends, who look to me, and I'm not even aware of it, for hope. They said, just my being here gives them hope. And I don't want them looking to me, but I say, well, my hope is in God, and he's in me, and that hope can be yours as well. So it gives them hope that we're here, and they know that they're not alone, because they feel the world hates them and they don't have any friends. So the fact that we're here and we chose to come back when the war started says a lot more than if we were just staying here through the whole time. So that is one opportunity. I also remember an opportunity we had talking to a soldier, and we were giving him some equipment and talking about his experience here in Gaza. And he revealed how he had such revenge at the beginning. And then I felt to talk to him about forgiveness, which all of us need to walk in. And it touched him. I could see it touching his heart. And he realized, yes, he had to forgive. And he allowed us to pray for him. And I believe that he will walk more in that forgiveness, because revenge was just eating him up. And that was not healthy.
And of course, you wouldn't have met these people if you'd been staying in Canada, would you?
Oh, no, not at all. So wherever I walk and wherever I am, it's an opportunity to encourage the people of the land.
Are you seeing God keep Israel during this time?
Yes. As I tell many of my Jewish friends, there would be no Israel if there was no God. I mean, if you look at the history and the years and the decades and the centuries, God has kept Israel. And he's going to keep Israel, because that's his promises in the word.
Are many Israelis asking, why did God allow this to happen on October the 7th?
Yes, they do question, and they're perplexed about this, and they wonder, well, if there was a God, why did this happen? But as we have learned now through more investigation of events, that it could have been a lot worse, because Hezbollah in the north, in Lebanon, was planning to do the same kind of attack from the north, but it didn't happen. So even though Gaza was horrible and terrific, it could have been a lot worse.
Are Israelis frightened at this time?
Very frightened. And their children are frightened. They're afraid they'll be kidnapped. They're afraid they will die. And yes, they are afraid, but they're resolved in that Israel always seems to be at some kind of a war, whether it's big or small. It seems to be their history. But they are more fearful now, because I think this war has been longer than any other war they have had.
I imagine it must be very difficult as well, because families are sending their children to go to war. So, you know, your 20-year-old child is going out to fight in a war and you don't know whether he's come back. So they must be very worried for their own personal family as well.
Yes, they are. And I think these parents are very brave, and their children brave to go out, because they're not only the protectors and defenders and the warriors for Israel, but also for the Western world, whether the West realizes that or not.
What is your prayer for Israel at this time?
That they would hope in the God of Israel, and that they would realize that their hope needs to be in him, not in the government, not in the army, but in the God of Israel, who is their defender and protector.
Do you think they're beginning to see that?
Oh, yes, they are. They're being forced to do that. And I think that's what happened on October the 7th. Their hearts are more opened to see. Of course, some don't even believe in God, but more so I see those that are, their hearts are more open.
And what's your website at CFI for people who'd like to know more about the work that you do?
Our website is www.cfijerusalem.org.
Okay, Sharon, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Pray that God will move by his mighty power in the Holy Land and bring his peace.